welcome to another episode of Fantastic Geeks.
And where to find them?
I'm Brizzy Voices.
And I'm Tessa Netting. And today's episode is part two of our Disney movie showdown to find out which one is the best Disney movie of all time.
Wah, 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 wah.
Make sure you are all caught up with last week's episode for part one before listening to this one to hear our final decision.
But first, let's look at this week's Ravenclaw riddle, our Harry Potter question of the week. This one comes from Gracie, who says, "Hello, Tessa and Anna, I love you two oh so much, and well, I got sorted into the house I least wanted on Pottermore. Hufflepuff, took many other quizzes and got Gryffindor, but I think I'm starting to like it. Send advice, please."
Well, if you're starting to love the puff inside,
yeah,
I would embrace the puff.
Embrace the puff.
Embrace it. I am sick of all this puff hate.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, that's old.
No, this is the revolution of the puffs.
This is, you know.
This is the Fantastic Beasts era. Puffs on the rise.
Puffs on the rise. Look at Newt Scamander.
Look at Newt Scamander killing it.
That's all you gotta show. You're like, look at this. Look at this Hufflepuff.
Look at Gryffindor tongues.
Ugh. There's so many good puffs out there.
Many.
If anyone should be complaining, it's Ravenclaws, because we still don't have our hero.
I know.
Come on. Every other
Give
house.
Give Luna her own movie, please.
Spinoff?
Can you imagine?
Oh my gosh. You're the best. So, you know, Kitty Soul, Gracie, just...
Listen to your heart.
To your Hufflepuff heart.
Yeah, I give Pottermore more credence than other quizzes, mm-hmm. but like, listen to your heart.
Yeah, if you feel like... You know, being a Gryffindor, that's fine. But if you really start to like the Hufflepuff, then go for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Or just get all the merch.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Just get, you know, every single house and feeling this one week, feeling this the other week. You can represent all.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gracie. To submit your Harry Potter-related question for a Ravenclaw riddle, email us at fantasticgeekspod@gmail.com. Now let's get back to our Disney bracket battle.
Battle number three, Aladdin versus the Little Mermaid.
How much do I like the genie? This is where this is going.
Genie versus Sebastian.
Well, that's no contest. Like, the genie is so great. Like, Friend Like Me is such a good song. Holy crap. That's, like, one of the best Disney songs ever.
And Prince Ali.
Prince Ali's pretty
good. All this stuff, like, genie's doing all such sorts of crazy stuff in that song also.
Also, A Whole New World, that's pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, so it's, like, A Whole New World or Part of Your World? Which part of the world? World versus world. I'm trying not to get, like, my bias of hating Aladdin in there.
I want Aladdin. I see Little Mermaid, and I see that I look more like the Little Mermaid.
Come on, Brizzy, look at your head.
I love the aesthetic, but, but I also love the theming and aesthetic of Aladdin. It's gorgeous. The sands and the night and the Arabians and all the costumes, they're cartoons, but...
Yeah, but like, I don't know the
and
little
the music.
Mermaid.
You ain't never had a friend like Genie.
You tell me that you never wanted to go on a rock and lift up and have ocean spray behind you. You know you want to do that.
I more so want to fly in a magic carpet.
See, that would terrify me. I'm scared of heights.
Oh, come on.
No.
Well, I'm flying on the carpet.
You can be on the carpet. I'll be on the rock.
Okay.
Jasmine does not need him. Jasmine's better than him. She does not need Aladdin. I don't know. Also, that movie was scary. That movie scared me. That cave?
Yeah, it was scary.
That was scary. No.
Well done.
No.
No. But Little Mermaid, the eels, and the you know, crunchy...
I mean, to be fair...
Sluggy people, scary.
To be fair, Eric is also the worst.
Eric is also the worst. And they're like, on a date, and she can't talk, and it's... What?
Oh, it's
what
like...
What is this?
Eric is the worst. He's like... Eric falls in love with a random girl that washes ashore, and then the next day falls in love with another random girl. And it's like... Dude, come on!
I know.
So, like, he's kind of bad, too.
Yeah. And she just signs without reading.
She's also 16.
And then she doesn't, like, I'm not a child. I'm 16.
Yeah.
And she won't, like, she could write down to communicate with Eric, but no.
She's also the most, like,
the OG rebellious teen.
Yeah. As a whole, I think I like the characters of Aladdin better.
Okay, I'll give you Aladdin.
Yes!
I'll give you Aladdin because Robin Williams as the genie will forever be like one of the best Disney characters of all time.
Yes!
And because, you know, Ariel can calm down.
Ariel can calm down.
Ariel, like, put her entire, like, family and people in danger just so she could walk.
Yep.
Girl, what just are you doing?
She fell in love with a cute boy on a boat that she never talked
selfish.
To.
Yeah.
She's like, ooh, a sailor man with legs.
Yeah, girl.
He did have a dog, though, so can you blame her?
Okay, and now battle number four. Mulan versus Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, no.
Okay, Brizzy. We know what I want. Freaking Beauty and the Beast, because it's the best Disney movie of all time.
But Eddie Murphy as Mushu.
Yeah, Mushu's cool.
And let's get down to business to defeat. Dun, dun,
dun. That is the best song to listen to when you're working out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, tale as old as time, be our guest, Belle.
When will my reflection show?
Do you know that Beauty and the Beast was the first Disney movie to be turned into a Broadway musical? It was the first, before Lion King. It was the first one that they're like, this could be a musical because it was that good.
I feel like Beauty and the Beast is like a Ravenclaw's dream.
Yeah. You know, it's like you're reading a book.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Right. Right. Don't judge a person until you know them. Inside versus outer beauty. You know, Raylo.
Okay. Being a weirdo is cool.
Yeah. And you can one day.
As long as you're hot.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, don't worry about that abusive relationship, girl. You can totally change him.
Oh, no.
I mean, if we're going
That's
the argument. That
Stockholm
is the argument.
Syndrome. Right. Not cool, bro.
Right. That's the argument.
Bestiality, not cool, bro.
But at the time, she was the most progressive princess at the time.
Yes.
You know, because Mulan is more progressive, but it happened later on.
Right.
Like, when I was growing up, Belle was so different than any of the other princesses. Mm-hmm. And that's why I loved her so much. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's like me. We both love to read and dream and want to get out of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's what Belle wanted.
She wanted to get out of her town. Small town. She wanted to leave and go on an adventure in the great wide somewhere. I don't know. I feel like Beauty and the Beast is more iconic.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Mulan. And also I mean, Mulan's great.
Yeah.
She's like a badass Asian that sacrifices herself for her country and like is the hero of China.
Yeah.
It's the most intense thing ever.
But and she goes in disguise as a dude for most of the movie.
She does. She does. And then I love at the end when, like, the guys dress in drag, too. Soldiers, like, dress as women.
Nice little turnaround.
Yeah, just blurring all the gender roles.
There's a lot of drag in
there Disney. There is in Disney. Really is. But let's make Beauty and the Beast. Time for round three. Oh, you're on...
How many animals are here?
So now we are the final two battles. The first one, we have Lion King versus Moana, and Brizzy is going to be fighting for Pride Rock as a lion, and I will be fighting as a chicken.
Oh, great.
For Moana. Or I could be Pua, pig. Or maybe I'm just the rock. Well, who knows? We'll see.
Half shark.
What happens, yeah. Okay, Brizzy, take it away. Why is Lion King the best? Settle down, Simba.
The circle of life.
You just sang the entire song? Yes. That's your argument? Pink pajama penguin on the bottom. Pink pajama penguin on the bottom.
Okay, my argument is that all of the trailers for every Disney movie since The Lion King came out. They're all like, the best Disney movie since The Lion King. Even though the last trailer said that. But it's because The Lion King is the staple.
Mm.
It is the most iconic Disney movie. Moana, great for like the direction that Disney is going, but as far as a representation of everything Disney has ever done and what they are capable of, mm-hmm. and breaking molds and making a whole movie about animals in Africa, mm-hmm. and you know, basically retelling a Shakespearean play in that way,
mm-hmm.
it's so cool. And you got friends like Timon and Pumbaa, mm-hmm. and you got some cool romance and can you feel that love tonight? Mm-hmm. And you got the epic fights, and you got an epic villain and his amazing villain song. You don't have very many great villain songs in Moana. You got Shiny, but like that's really it.
Yeah, that's we got Shiny.
And Nala is the best.
Nala's pretty cool. I like Rafiki. I mean, Rafiki, why am I fighting for liking? Dang it! Dang it, Tessa, stay out of this. Well, I think that Moana is a better Disney movie because it represents, you know, let's say Lion King represents where Disney was, but I think Moana is representing where Disney can go, how far Disney can go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool because it's this girl. She doesn't have a love interest. Oh my gosh, there can be. This is the first time that's happened because even though Merida, that was still part of the plot, and in Frozen, Anna still wanted to marry. So that was all still part of the plot.
You mean because other people wanted her to get married, then it counts?
Yeah, because it was part of the plot. Like, having a love interest was a part of the plot. And there was
But she rejected it.
I know, but it was still there.
Oh, come on.
It was still there. It was still part of that plot. It was, I mean, I love Brave, but still, it was still there. I think that Moana is really amazing because she went through an internal struggle herself as well throughout this entire experience. She lost. And she went back and tried again. You know?
You know who also did that?
Who?
Simba. He learned through the help of his friends to not give up.
I liked the Polynesian aspect of it, too. That was really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That we got that kind of story and, like, we got to hear it from those types of people. And a lot of people said that it was pretty accurate and stuff, you know, no one was offended by it. Well, I guess some people were, but it seemed like a really cool retelling of a Hawaiian tale. Like, that's really cool. And I don't know, I love the music. The music was really, it was contemporary, but also still felt like Disney. So I really liked that aspect of it. And I thought it was beautifully drawn.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was stunning to look at. It was just seemed more, I don't know, it seemed more realistic to me than like the typical Disney princess.
Right.
You know? Definitely. But I guess if we're going against Lion King, it's hard because it's like a Disney princess movie versus like a Disney movie.
Talking animals.
Animal movie, yeah. You know?
Yeah. But so, it's like, really, when you look at it, there's the Lion King, there's Moana, they are both amazing, but like if you have to give one the title of most legendary Disney movie of all time,
I mean, I agree. I think Lion King gets it.
Boom, 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 rawr! Oh, next battle.
Okay, the next battle is Aladdin versus Beauty and the Beast.
Oh no.
Okay, Brizzy.
Oh no.
Convince me why Aladdin is not the worst.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
Jasmine would have liked him just if he was
himself. No, genuflect. Show some respect. Down on one knee. Now try your best to stay calm.
Stop saying
lyrics
to me.
Brush up your Sunday salam, then come and meet his spectacular coterie.
I will not.
Strong as 10 regular men, definitely.
That's not true. False.
He faced the galloping hordes, 100 bad guys with swords, and who sent those goons to their lords?
They're not even been singing about the right person.
Prince Ali.
Prince Ali's alive.
Ali is a nickname for Aladdin. Aladdin Ali.
Lies.
It's a nickname.
It's all lies.
He's got 75 golden camels. What? Don't they look lovely, June?
How did he get all these camels? He probably stole them.
Purple
just like
peacocks.
He stole the bread.
Purple peacocks? He's got 53.
Yeah, because he's stealing those too. How many
fabulous
things do you have to steal,
Harry,
Aladdin?
I love feathers.
What?
When it comes to exotic type mammals.
Wait. What was that?
Has he got a zoo? I'm telling you, it's a world-class menagerie.
Okay, enough with these vocab words. Aladdin. I don't know. This is a scary movie. We got tigers. We got caves. Scary caves.
Oh, my.
Aladdin scared me. It was scary. Did you get scared by Aladdin?
Probably a little bit at the mm-hmm. beginning with, yeah.
Because I watched it when I was really young, and I was like, what mm-hmm. is this? I don't like it.
And you know what's also scary?
What?
Stockholm Syndrome. Toxic awesome. Relationships. Bestiality.
Okay.
Curses from witches and spoiled boys. Spoiled rich boys.
That learn.
That
spoiled
learn.
Rich boys
Aladdin
that learn.
Too.
He did not
he
learn.
He did.
What did he learn?
He finally learned that he had to be honest with her.
Thank God. Took you long enough, Aladdin. Jeez. But I don't know. If we're going in defense of Beauty and the Beast here, Beauty and the Beast is the most iconic Disney movie. I even think this might win the whole thing because it when you hear Beauty and the Beast, just those first notes, you get chills.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
Not the same.
I can show you the world.
I don't need to see the world because I have a library. I can read about it, and I have adventure. You know, Belle is cool. She's quirky. She's her own person, and she's like, I don't care about you, Gaston. Gaston's the worst. Gaston's like Aladdin.
Jasmine's doing the exact same thing?
No. Jasmine should have.
No.
Belle's dress alone. That is the most iconic, beautiful dress.
But Jasmine's two-piece.
Not the same. Not the same as that, like, tale as old as time, waltz, dance. Belle, you know, she's a little Ravenclaw Thunderbird that's, you know, just wants to explore, but she's really smart. And it's like, it's a foundational movie. It led the way to more progressive Disney movies in the future for mm-hmm. women. So I think this was the first one
right.
where it's like
female protagonists
yeah.
making decisions that aren't just like signing over their soul to a sea witch.
Exactly. Boom. So when it comes to that, I think that Beauty and the Beast should win.
Okay, fine.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
For the final round. It's the final round. This is a beast battle.
Yeah, fantastic beast.
Yeah, this is a fantastic beast battle.
Battle of the fantastic beast. But
we
the Disney
won.
One.
Yeah. So we have Beauty and the Beast versus The Lion King.
Oh, geez.
This is hard.
Did you know that Beauty and the Beast was the first instance of female empowerment in a Disney movie, and it paved the way for the ladies making
the
decisions?
Ladies. Circle of Life is the best song. I want to wake my children up with that song every morning before they go to school. I want it to blast in my house so that they know it's time to wake up. That
what?
Is how you parent.
You have to have it perfectly cued to the sunrise, though.
Oh, my God. They're waking up at, like, 4 a.m.
Yeah.
They hate me so much. And I'm dressed as Rafiki. I think Rafiki is one of the best characters that we didn't really get to talk about. He is not only, like, spunky
and a squash banana.
He has wisdom. Talk about a Ravenclaw.
Yeah. Eccentric Dumbledore version Ravenclaw.
He is
Dumbledore
like Dumbledore.
Dumbledore was a Ravenclaw.
And if he wasn't a baboon.
And if he was also a baboon.
If Dumbledore was a baboon. That is Rafiki. He's the Dumbledore baboon. I don't think Beauty and the Beast can get to Lion King's level.
It is quite the level.
Because think of how emotional it is when Simba's dad dies.
It's like the own. I'm not arguing for your movie.
Yeah, but you cried.
I'm arguing for Beauty and the Beast.
Did you cry?
Cry every time.
Did you cry? Yes, you did. And you don't cry at anything. You don't cry at just anything. But you cried at that. That bond, that lion bond, he lives in you. Like, that is one of the most beautiful sentiments that you can think about. Like, if someone passes or if someone that you are close to.
The one we love, the ones we love never truly live us.
Yeah. He lives in you.
Right here.
In your heart.
You'll be in my heart.
Brizzy, you're going back to movies that are already out of here.
You'll be in my heart. Tarzan wins. Tarzan is in the...
No!
Tarzan versus Beauty and the Beast. Let's go.
Tarzan versus Hercules.
I do like Beauty and the Beast, though. I wanted to be Belle. Belle was always my favorite princess.
Yeah, same.
It also would have been cool if, you know, Beast wasn't the worst. Beast wasn't like... You cannot touch this, bro. It was like, what? Like, come on. Calm down.
If it breaks and dies, he dies or is a beast forever, something like that.
Well, then Belle should listen and follow directions a little better then.
But she's so quirky.
She's like, oh my God.
She can't listen to rules.
I love roses. She's like, it's like one thing that says don't touch and she like has to touch it. You had one rule.
I have to break the mold.
Like that is the one rule. Okay, so this is really funny. So Joe and I were at your apartment watching Remus and there's a button or there's a switch and it says do not switch. And Joe like looked at it and he's like, I really want to push that. I was like, you cannot. That
you
is
cannot.
The one. He didn't. But I
It'd
was like.
It'd be really bad.
He didn't. But it was one of those things where he's like, this is the one thing that I really want to do. I was like, that is not good. And that's the same with Belle.
A wrench that is stuck to my garbage disposal would have swung around and whacked the pipes and it'd be really bad.
Well, he did not do it. But Belle should have followed the same thing and not done the one thing that she, but she did. And he got mad. It's like, wonder why I got mad, Belle. Because you touched the rose. This is very Raylo. That's why I like Rey and Kylo is 100% mainly because of Beauty and the Beast. Like, almost.
So Tessa, how can you not choose Raylo in this decision?
You know what?
You're betraying Raylo.
I'm going to betray Raylo for Elton John. Because Elton John is... Talk about the most iconic man, Elton John.
Okay.
No arguments. Also, Hakuna Matata. We didn't even talk about Hakuna Matata.
What a wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Matata. Ain't no bazin' afraid. Means no worries. Because it doesn't.
For the rest of your days.
I know what? Hakuna Matata taught me that I need to chill out.
Yeah.
Chill out a little bit. Go eat that bug over there.
No. Don't eat the worms.
Okay. I think that Lion King should win. That's my final vote. Even though I love Beauty and the Beast.
Fine. But you know what? Beauty and the Beast was just the greatest Disney movie since The Lion King.
It's true. And we can say that Beauty and the Beast is the best Disney princess movie.
Okay.
So that we can have like two winners, kind of. We can cheat and be like, Beauty and the Beast is the best Disney princess, but Lion King is the best Disney movie.
Yeah.
Of all time.
Yay, Lion King.
Yay. We have to give out our best roar.
One, two, three. Okay.
Working on my roar.
Yay.
Great. Now let's read a comment from Apple Podcasts on iTunes. If you haven't done this yet, go to Apple Podcasts and leave a review and comment saying whatever you want about us, yourself, your favorite fandom, your Hogwarts house, whatever you want. And every week we're going to read one on the podcast and give someone a shout out.
Yeah, this week we are shouting out Melody Nicole. Happy Lil Hufflepuff.
Oh.
I remember first stumbling upon a video of Brizzy and Tessa together years ago. I instantly fell in love with their relationship and realized I wanted that.
Oh.
I was in a bit of a rough spot relationship-wise because of my mental health, but now I'm doing much better and have friendships so much like these two have.
Yay.
This pod lets me feel more of that fandom kinship while also geeking out over my faves. Thanks to you, my Ravenclaw buds, Melody.
Oh, Ravenclaw buds to a happy little Hufflepuff.
Yes.
That's great, Melody. I'm glad you got to find some Harry Potter friendships.
And yay.
Got to, you know, realize that you want the beautiful Harry Potterness in your life and, you know, fandom kinship. Fandom kinship is the best.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. Like, having mutual love and passion for something, it's the best kind of friendship. It's a great way to build a bond.
I went to
someone.
An event this weekend that had name tags that's like, talk to me about, and I put Harry Potter, and that's how you find cool people.
They're like,
oh, Harry Potter, what house are you? Oh, let's talk about this. It's great.
Oh, yay. Perfect. Well, thank you, Melody, for your comment. Again, if you want, make sure to review and comment on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out. It really helps the podcast out. And we really appreciate everyone who's left a comment so far.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, I think that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening to hopefully both part one and two of this Disney Bracket Showdown on Fantastic Geeks and Where to Find Them.
You are a fantastic geek.
Goodbye.